Thought you'd hear him out. Chaf Vav Teves Tavshin Pei Beis Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Everyone knows that this Shabbos Abolein L'Tev is a very special day in the Shabbos. Firstly, it's Shabbos Parshas Va'era. I just found a new Hamtzah. Shabbos Parshas Va'era is Gimatria Shas Rachman Ve'etz Rotzen, which is also Gimatria Ve'ishol Mishpachte Teshuvu, which it says, by Yovel, Va'era, everyone, you're not going to be a genius to work out Va'era is Gimatria 208, which is 8 times Shema Vaye, which is Gimatria Yitzchok, which is Mamish 8 is always Lumayli Midera Shabbos Ve'Gevaldi Gebrocha. Yitzchok is connected. We're already smelling Pesach. We're on the way. This Yitzchok 208 va'era is gimachil lechem oini, which means va'arbe va'arbe zari v'etin liyitz Yitzchok. All brachas are connected. Parshas va'era. I'm not going into all the rites. Pashtus and simple Jew knows. We begin to read the Iker of the Makkos. 7 of the Makkos are in this week's Parsha, and the Makkos are in the Goyfu Rafoi. So it brings Rafuas and Yeshuas and brachas for Klal Yisrael. Ubefrat at the Shabbos is also Shabbos Bevorchim Chodesh Shvat. Shvat stands for Shomri Brachim Tareim Sim Sholem Teve Bracha Shmuz Besuras Teves, etc. Tzadikim rejoice when it came to Shabbos Bevorchim Shvat. Ubefrat, who is the Shevet of Chodesh Shvat? Every school child knows Osher. Hello, and Osher happens to be 501, which is Gimatria the Sachadash Bachav. So you see all the Negev, all the Refuahs and Brachas come in this week's Parsha, which is one of the only days in the Torah that's Mefurish a date. Ba'ashte Yosar Chodesh, Be'achad Chodesh, which is Gimatria al Hargavoya, Alilach, Mevaseres Yerushalayim, you hear already the Pa'ame Hagu'ula, Emrish Chodesh Shvat, is the Gimatria of Yitzim Harkochi. So say Shvat and say the Teuchen of Va'era are the Hoibin, it's an Eis Rosh, it's an Eis Shas Rachman, the Eis Rosh. Fine. What interests me this year, particularly, you think I'm out of my mind completely, right? It happens to be that Shabbos Kodesh Va'era, Mevarchim Shvat, also happens to be by the Goyim, the Arelim, they celebrate their New Year's Day. So you ask me, what do they got to do with Av Yidin, right? The answer is, Sadiqim used to say, there's a Pasuk in Tillim and Peizayin, Hashem Yisper Biksoiv Amim, that Amol, when Yidin are loved Afka, everyone is putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, that's what you're learning it before, right? So what is the Eberstu wants to see Lamed Zchus and Klal Yisrael? Right? So the Hashem Yisper Biksoiv Amim, he takes note of the Gentile New Year, and he says, at the end of the day, Ru'uma ben Beni leben Chomi, that a Yid, a Kal Shebekalim, it comes to Rosh Yom Kippur Yom Neroyim, et Situt, when I go, he shikitzuch and he does call my sitatu. And that goof is a day of school at the Ma'ir Kal Yisroel. Where did Tzadikim get this concept from? Let's go into the parsha before we begin this year. Just a bit of hakdoma. Pasuk says, parsha by Makkos Ariv, Vesamti Fidus Ben Amir Ben Amir. Everyone knows, the Parturim, Beseira. Fidus is 3 times, 1 here, which is Choser, paid out the tuff. And 2 other times it's written Pedus Shalach La'amoy, and the third pasuk until the Vaharbe Imoy Pedus. Shalach is why the first time it's Choser in this week's parasha, next 2 times are Moly. So this Sfarim HaKadoshim bring all Tamid Hashem to the different Shmuel from Shmuel Shraya of Ostrasa, it's brought in Tiferes Uziel, the classical Siddish Sfarim. All say there's 2 Madregas of Tzadik. There's a Tzadik, the Kol Ari speaks about this at great length of time. There's a tzaddik who in be'etzem, he's a tzaddik, he's upgeaten by Shabbat Yivam Ma'isot Gevald. Then there's a person, in Ein Adam, tzaddik ba'or, she has tevel yech, this pegamim, he's not complete, he's not sholem. So what does the Eibishter do? Well, this applies to the individual, it applies to the klal generally. The Eibishter takes a goy, and puts the goy next to the yid, klapit the goy, afilu the kalsha bekalim is a tzaddik yisodem. By comparison, so he's called a relative. So if I'm a noyach, tzaddik hoyu b'derei, so it could be lav dafki with a Moshe Rabbeinu, aber klapi derei, so v'schazal darshi. And that's why here it says, Vesamti Fidus Choser, Ben Ani Uven Amech. Because here we're judging Kol Yisrael, if Lavdavka they were Oihalo, if they were Dezore, there are many, many Chizruinus. Aber Al Koponim, Ben Ani Uven Amech. Right? The Kedusha Siyan, the Baba Rebbe brings this word, this is for many, everyone says this word. And with this, he brings from Tzadikim, a Farish, the Pasuk in Malachi, Tavtoira. Masa Dvar Hashem, Pashtol, let's give the money. Masa Dvar Hashem, Biad Malachi. Hafti Yatchem Hashem, Vamartem Haftonu, Hali Ach Eitz of the Yankiv, Vayiv Es Yankiv. So the question is asked, Chazal say there are 10 Lashoinis of Nevuah. And Masa, as it implies the name, is COVID. It's a burden. So that's when you're saying something harsh, something negative. Why is it something negative? What's the negativity? What's the burden in it? Because the Pasuk says, like, ah, ace of the Yankiv. When Yankiv and Ace superficially seem to whatever, nevertheless, says the Eibush, I love you, klape, in regard, in contrast to Ace. And that's how the Shlomo Baba Harishon, he teaches the Pasuk, his son, Rabbi Zion, because Rabbi Zion brings it down, Shemi Kabdomov, brings down that pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu, tying it to the Eibishter, hey, B'nai Yisrael, lo yishmu elai, ve'eich yishmu eini parre, ve'ani aral svasai. And Chazal say this is one of the 10 Kal V'chaymers in the Torah. She tell everybody, okay, who asks, the Kal V'chaymer is a pricha, right? The reason why you didn't listen to me is called Seven Pasuk. Right? Because the ruach mevayda koshet, Moshe ain't kim parre, he doesn't have the avoid, he doesn't have the burden. So what's the comparison? So Tzadikim said, "Does Gufa Moshe Rabbeinu?" You can teach it different ways, but the Baba Rebbe says, "Does Gufa Moshe Rabbeinu want to ma'ira rachman for Kal Yisrael?" Right? Look at the end of the day, Ruuma ben Bini ben Chomi. Right? The Kal Yisrael doesn't listen. Why? Because we go to the kasher, they can't out of their mind. They're working. They're being oppressed. Kefelach. Aber Paroi says, Mi Hashem, Hashem, Bekalim, with Gaiva, whatever, the booze. Look at the difference, and that Gufa should be Me'oder Rachem. Briefly, I'll just get a word from the Kol Ari. It says the same idea, and with this he answers another 100 things. That's why the Gemara says in Psochim, on the Pasuk, Halu is Hashem Kol Goyim, Shabbachu Kol Um, why in the world should the Goyim want him a holiday? What's their business? So the Gemara says, for the miracles that the Abishah made amongst the Goyim. Right? So the Kusha Slavi, or Levi Yitzchak Vardichev, asks, where do you see miracles by Goyim? Right? So he explains on the same, there's a absolute Atzmiyistik Tzaddik, and there's a Tzaddik who's a relative Tzaddik, relative to something else. Right? And with that he teaches the Pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech says, B'mokema HaTzedek Shama Resha, right? Dafka, sometimes when the Eibishter wants to be done, someone has chus, and he may not be zoicha, the Eibishter takes the Rasha, puts it in that, and that's how he's done. And he explains that's why the Gemara says, they'll call tainis, she'ein be poisha Yisrael, that a tainis, because even the Chelbana is rangemisht, right? And then like a tainis, but all tefillah sibur, what's the pshat? Amol, you need a tzaddik to uplift the tefillah, but the tzaddik in certain cases may not be an ultimate, pure, pristine, unadulterated tzaddik. So therefore, you pray together with a Pesha Yisrael, klape that, the tzaddik becomes, Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, and therefore, its tefillah is on his kabbal, and he elevates the whole alderich zehi taiches barichas. That's the inyan of a lulav. You take 4 sugim of Yidin, and each one, right, the esterik has both, relative one to the other elevates the whole crowd. Kumt Uis, by the way, Lefizeh, says the Kol Ari. That's why the Pedus in this week's parasha is Chosrov, and the Harbi Imi Pedus is Moli. What's the difference? So the Kol Ari says, because this in the Geula from Mitzrayim, you weren't Zeicha in and of themselves the unworthy. It's only Klape in relationship to the Mitzrim, Ben Avim Memecho. Therefore, since the whole Tam of Geula came mitzad, a guy in the middle, so therefore the Geula had to be through a Shlich. And Chazal tell us, I said this 1,000 times, the Pasuk says, Yisrael Nishav Hashem, Chua Zeloman, that a Geula which comes through a Basar Vadam, and a Basar Vadam is finite, and a Nifsit, therefore has to be only temporary. Masha'enkin Gulu, which comes Yisrael Nisha Bashem from the Eibishter, therefore the ultimate Gula comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom himself. The Chidot Taichis and his Taichin is safer until them. Lashem Hayeshua al Amcha Birchosecha Sela. When the Yeshua comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Satmar Rebbe says in the real, he brings this word 1,000 times. But he says, that's Pshat, we say, Ve'ein Doim Elochom Eishienu. No, do we say in Ve'efes Biltcha Goyaleinu Limarisa Mashiach? What's Efes? The Ramban says Efes Ki Ozom. There's no connection to any Bosor Vadom here. Efes. Nothing. No, man can't degrade. He can't reach it to Madrega. Efes Goyaleinu Limarisa Mashiach, because that has to be a true Asilomim, and therefore man has no connection. I'll give you an example. The Taitis Swarm of Tesham Taitis Eilim Masi B'nei Yisrael, Rosh Tevis, Aleph, Mem, Beis Yud, stands for? No. Edom, Bovel, Yovan, Modai, or yeah, whatever, get the order right. Hello, yeah. Which is the four Galus. Shtel zich the shaila. Why do we need after Moshe Rabbeinu? David took us out. Tivis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Al Tivoyusim and all Nisim and the Floyus and Makas, etc. Why do we need further Galusim? The pasuk was bothered by it. So the pasuk answers: Eila Masay ben Yisrael, who came out who through whom? Moshe. Since it's the boss of Adam, therefore it's not permanent, right? In other words, when a geula comes by a contrast geula, you're worthy, you have a schus through contrast. Therefore, the geula comes through a shliach, a middleman, and therefore it's right. Mashiach in the also love you. This idea is brought in a ribuis form. I have no time to elaborate the whole list, but I give an example. The name of the Melech asked the shaila, Shemati Makshim, in the Likutei Shishan in the back. The Rebbe the Melech asked, we say in Pirkei Avos, the beginning of Perik Hay, that Basara Mamoris Nivra Oilam, what do you mean Basara Mamoris? The Abish could have created the world, poof, one go. El Liporim and Amrishorim, Shema Abdim, Nisa Oilam, and Lizan Zachato. Vikum is the whole derech of the Bria, Bresh Balakim, was made La Abid as a Rishoyim to put them. The Abish is Tevatoy Lahativ. He didn't make the whole Bria and Oifin, Liporim and Amrishorim. So he teaches based on this Yisod, you find by Hashaya. By Hosea, it says, the Eibishter told him, Yisrael Chotu. So Hosea tells the Eibishter, you know what? Change him another nation. Hello? Your middle name is Hosea, no? No, anybody here? That's right? So Vikum to the that tzaddik is Mekatrian called Yisrael, Lachlifim Bu Macheris, right? Right? Abishly have tainus on Yidden, they're not perfect. Find yourself another nation. Go to Ireland, go to Tasmania, go wherever you want in the world. Find me a better nation than Claudius Rome. Right? That's that the whole Ridley Porim and Arishoyim is order in order to delete in Sachar Tevil Tzaddikim. Alderich, you find by the Isra Tzerfatis, she tells Elio, Pasuk says, Malach Malach, Vatem Elio, Mali Ulucha Ishalikim, Bosse Eli, Lahaskir Zavoini, Taiches Rashi. When I'm here in Shtot, Ein Alein, I'm like, you know, I'm worthy of a miracle, I need a child. Once you come into the Shtot, Elio, then I'm a person. If I by light also, the Malachim tell him, go to the mountain. So I can't go that to the mountain. Why? Pen leuchal himolatahor repented bekani harov amati. Says Rashi, when I was in Sedoim, ich bin der ganze tzaddik. The Rashi back, right? I'll come by Avram. There are things where the Eibush judges a person relatively. You find the Yismach Yisrael in this week's parsha. The Alexander Rebbe says a word from the Rebbe of Zushavan Apollo, Mary Digavort. David HaMelech says, until him shafteini elikim v'riva rivi migoy lechosik. What's Villa? Right? What's going on here? Because the Eibishter sometimes, say the same word to the Rosh. When the Eibishter judges a Rosh, you know what he does? He did come up with a whole list of excuses. So he takes the tzaddik, and the tzaddik is mechayev him. Klapi, the tzaddik, you're a Rosh, roast and toast. Faker, Amoli takes out, finally, upper, you know, whatever. Sin is to the soul what the common soul is to the body. So he takes a Rosha when he's done him. With this, the answer is the stira. Here, David HaMelech says, Shafteini likim v'rivi. Elsewhere, David HaMelech says, Al tovei b'mishpat ezavdecha. So which one? You want a mishpat or not? Svenzich, who's there? If nobody is there, klap it. The Medrash says, Medrash Tulum. Klap it, tzaddikim, David says, Al tovei b'mishpat. Do me a favor, don't judge me. Klap it or show him, right? In contrast, then it can only be good. And therefore, the Yitzhak Yisrael teaches Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael vel pari melech Mitzrayim Vayitzavim milosh mitzavzav v'chibur. You have problems with Klal Yisrael that may not be perfect. Says the Eivish Vayitzavim milosh mitzav. Connect them. Come, bring Klal Yisrael and pari their perad, their rasha merusha, right? Put them together and Yidin Yisrael have a geula. And that's how the Sasholim Belzer teaches Miyit posukas Iyuv Miyit in Tor mitomit. I saw the Skol Yerebbe's brother brings in a sefer, another sefer called Yitzvach Yisrael, but his father used to teach Boruch Tiyah, how you bring brachas to Kal Yisrael Mikol Amim, by comparing them to others. So the Mojus Rebbe brings in a sefer Imre Eish from a Zayda, the Rebbe of Zvolen, which was the father of the first Mojus Rebbe. He means Koyse Vorchen Es Bnei Yisrael. So you're not going to be a jeans with the word koi, completely redundant, superfluous. You could have said, Tvorhu has been at Yisrael, Amerlehem. That's exactly what you have to say. Why koi? Koi means azoi. Tzi azoi, yidn ar mamish sadikim, or the lavdafke perfect, or klapi the goyim, therefore Tvor, yidn deserve brochus. Now it goes without saying, right? That this ain't the greatest madrega that we hope for, that we only get chusim and we only come out the nishpot klapit the goyim. We're better than the goyish. There actually is a vort. I don't know who said it first. Miuchas either to the Balshantiv or the Levi Yitzchak. You say in the Hirotzen after you finish the Sefer of Tilim, Shal Yistarchu Am Yisrael, Loizel Lazev, Loila Amachem. The obvious question is, I have a shop. So I can't sell to Yidin, or I can't sell to Goyim. Who should I sell to? Martians? Hello? What do you mean? That's the way of the world of commerce. You know, you do me a favor, I do you a favor, we help each other. What do you mean, Yitzarchu, Amchu Yisrael is, right? So he said, Pshat is, the Yidin should have to come on for Schusim from comparison to the Pesh Yisrael compared to the Goy, etc., etc. Valderos of the Belzer, the Baron Belzer used to teach the Elaham Mishpot, the Gemara says in Gittin, the Elaham Mishpot and Masher Tosin Lufneim Velelufnei Akum. That the Mishpot, Yidin should be able to be Zoycha by Mishpot, Lufneim Velelufnei Akum. Right? So that is why, in a nutshell, right, the first Pedus here is not absolute, it's not intrinsic, it's only in relationship and therefore it's incomplete. Therefore it says two other times the word fidus, right? Fidus shalach la'amo in harbi ime fidus. And why two other times? Sterach agav, the tzvila tzaddik, the blue jiver says pshat, the first time fidus shalach la'amo, that refers to the other three gullies, the gullies of Bovel, of Paros Modai, and of Yovan. Which is, it's mole because it was a complete pedus, a complete geula from that particular meitzer, from that particular tzor, right? And therefore he says, pedus sholach la'amoy, sholach is shel ches la'amoy, add the letter ches la'amoy, and you get the gematria of 154, which is gematria of Bovel, Modai, and Yovan, right? But that isn't also a complete total hitmolivov, but it's not a complete pedus. Why? Because there's a gula sheyeshacharei golus. The final pedus is harbe imay pedus, and pedus mole is gematria 490 golus edim. And on this we say we're missing a vov now. Pedus, right? It's an old svarim akdoshim lemochar yia haoyis hazeh. Zeh is gematria 12, which is two vovin, right? When will be the emes, the geula, with the pedus mole, the harbe imi pedus, that will be yesh mocha lachazman, and the raya is uysazez, gimatria 424, which is gimatria Mashiach ben David, and gimatria geula shleim. Okay, fine, it's all great. Now to understand what I just said, bekitzum nimritz, don't have time to elaborate. In this parasha, we read the alas l'shenis of geula, right? And keneged zeh, everyone knows the Gemara, and Shalmi, that we have 4 cups of wine at the Seder. For Golias and Tzuyas and Yidnat, Shoshinu Shemam, whatever, 4. Shaila is, why 4 cups of wine? Why not 4 potatoes? I don't know, 4 whatever. Why wine? There's a famous word. I saw it from Ram Shor, but it's said in many, many Sforim. You have the same kasher of Tzaddik As and Pri Tzaddik when you make Havdolah Mitzvah Shabbos on wine. One of the qualities of wine, every school child knows, is Yayin Yisamach. Wine makes you happy. Mitzvah Shabbos is a happy time or a sad time? Shabbos vayinofash, I'll say vay of the nefesh. You get a krech Shabbos, you're sitting there like saying nishmas. I don't know, you're singing Baron Kaliner's whatever, krech seif. Mitzvah Shabbos is strict to the belt, strict to the gel. Why is the Shabbos a happy time? So why celebrate? I don't know what the word is. Mitzvah Shabbos, that's good with wine. Because what do you do when you make Havdolah? What are you saying? When a person is mavdil b'sichat tefillah, where did Chazal insert at the chayin antonu? Dafka bircha of das. Why? I'll say it may das have dolle minayin. Right? If you don't have das, right? Therefore, when a person is margish that has a havdolle between kodesh l'chol and a lachushich when yisrael amim, then yemeshvila shehamasa, that gufa is ma'ir simcha, and therefore he has wine. And that's the same in the Bekitzer Nimritz of Dalet Koisus. By the way, just parenthetically, who made Dalet Koisus? Where did it come from? I ask you, when? You know where the mocker of Dalet Koisus is? Hello? Do you remember a fellow called Yankov Avinu who came in to get the brachas? V'yitin l'yayin v'yesht? Hello? To which everybody asked the Kotzkasha. Did Yitzhak ask Esav and Rivka overheard to bring any wine? No. Did Rivka instruct Yankov to bring wine? No. So why did he bring wine, not Coca-Cola under Avlando's hatch? I don't know, what is with wine? Hello? Yes? Because the Sfas Emes says that the whole Takan of Dalal Koizis was only in the stock in Kinira after the Churon Beis Amigdosh. In lieu, we don't have a Korban Pesach. Right? So it's not part of it, it's part of Chazal. And it's Merum is Afilu Oni Yisrael, right? Where we're Mgolas Bechinas Aniyim, Leif Chazulai from Arba Koizis. Because now you're going into Golas, now you need the lesson of Arba Koizis. The four cups of wine at the Seder, says Rabbi Ram Shor, and like I believe in the 3,000 places, is a Bechina from the Yayin of Havdolah. When you say Havdolah, Gemara Pesachim, how many, what are you Mavdol Ben? Mavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Ur L'choyshech, Ben Yisrael Amen, Ben Yemesh Yisrael Amen. There are 4. The first cup is a Kol, it's a Femis, Kol is the Mavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol. What's the general? Yontif, before it was Chol, now it was Kodesh. Ben Ur L'choyshech, that's the second cup. On the second cup, you say the whole agoda. You don't got to be a genius to work out. Golus Chazal say that per the beginning of Psachim is choishech and geula is oir. You say in the bracha asher golanu me'afeilu l'oir. The third cup is the cup of benching, which is the most choshev cup because benching is just a raisa, right? And that's Ben Yisrael Am. I'm not trying to elaborate, but the whole idea of eating. This famous Imre Emes. The only time of whole year you have halal and bitten halal. I see that. Where do the fish got to do it? Halal, right? Now that's the idea. What it says in Sforim, a goy can only bring an oil. A goy can't bring a shlom. A goy doesn't have the Indian of kahanim uichlum b'aylim b'skapim. A goy, even if he's an elch, a goy has a nefesh and a ruach and a whatever spirituality. But the Indian of atav chatonu in a goof. As Alter Rebbe said in Tanya, in Perek Lamedvo, where, yeah, that is only given to eat. That you can have a Suda, and Kizesa, and the roof is flying off the house, and you're, the famous Fasem is, V'chalto V'savoto V'racht, right? Yeah? It should have said, V'chalto V'savoto U'tivorech, in the imperative. Now, by Yid, Achila, and the Svi, those goof is the Baruch. That's a thing that a goy can't understand, how a yid could serve the Eibishter through something physical, tangible, mundane, etc., and elevate and make it. That's the chiluk, the ikur chiluk between Yisrael and Am. And then Ben Yemeshvili, Yemeisa, which is the fourth cup, right? Which is Kineged, difference between weekday and Shabbos, which you don't get to be a genius, that Shabbos is Ve'en Elam Habo, and it connected to Geula, and therefore the fourth cup is called the Kois Shel Halel, which is Gimatria to the Mashkiach Kimola or Etzdeya. Time of the world we fill with knowledge of Hashem. And by the way, to show that I'm right, you know the fourth Gullus is the Gullus from Edoim. Which animal is Edoim, our Gullus now? The Pasuk in Shemini, Ve'esa Chazir, new Pasuk, right? Ve'esa Chazir is Gimatria Mavdul Men Kodesh L'chol. Which is also the Gimatria, Bayri Priagofen, because that's what the Gufa, the Bayri Priagofen here is a bracha of what? Of Havdola, which is Gimatria Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is totally in the Havdola that a Yid has. And the whole idea of, what was Pesach, the Makkos all about? What's going on here? Yinara Mitzrayim. We know from the beginning of from last week's parasha, Kol's man Yidin, where Es Yankiv Ishubesoi, their Aboim, present tense, so it wasn't Chen Amokim Al Yoshev, as the Gemara says, they're strangers, they're Geirim, right? Logur Ba'oretz Banu, right? Therefore, they're fine. Kolzman, a Yid is a Yid, and he's proud of his Jewish identity, and he doesn't try to be mezdamet to the Goy, fine, Paray doesn't touch him. The minute Vatimolea Oretz Oysen, they're going to the Kerkasois and Teatrois and whatever, they're like the English Jews here, they want more Goyim than the Goyim, right? The bigger patriarch, whatever, you do it, right? Oh, mitamol vayokamele chodesh al Mitzrayim, mitamol the Tzoris start. That's why it says to bring the geula, you have to go what? The Eretz Goshen, back to your sources, say this form. Okay. Therefore, interesting. Hein am levodod is gimatria bovel moda yovon edoim, right? Yishkoin is gimatria Mitzrayim. The whole tik the geula of Klal Yisrael comes when you're hein am levodod. The Imre Emes, the Gevaldi Imre Emes, the first makkah, the beginning, the dam. What is the dam poil? That all the dog asher baya oir, it died. I knew that also. But what happens? It died. Big deal. It died. What? Shmet. Says Imre Emes, the beginning. Your oir. You know what your oir is? This chtavay desert is Egypt. Ervas haores, all tivis which are misoid amayim. The beginning of the first step of the first makkah is everything in the air, in the cesspool, the sewer of promiscuity, whatever. Vayivash. The minute it's a shmek and you realize it's rotten. And as I always say, a person is punished not only for his sins, but a person is punished by his sins, like a boomerang comes back to haunt you, right? That is the beginning of gula. The Pnei Menachem used to always say, B'shem, the Adinezer brings B'shem is Shver, the Kutzker, right? The ikr is that a person has to know that the Yetzer Hara is a dimyon. All it promises, all of these geschmacka, whatever, joys and pleasures in life, rubbish. Right? It's an illusion. And therefore, the ikr is, I have no time to, I want to take hours. The Chasam Sofer famously says in this week's parasha, the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, I give you something to watch, and you give it over to another shomer, you're chayiv. Aber the halacha is, if you give it to a shomer that you're who's rogel l'shomrei, then you're potter, because I died to the halacha, he gave you the tzvishmir. Everyone knows. Who is the shomer Yisrael? Shomer Yisrael is cool. The minute when you're in the Eibishter's hands, you're in good shape. The minute the Shomer Klal Yisrael takes their neshama and gives the chibur to the Goy, to Donald Trump, to Queen Elizabeth, to whomever, Shalosh Shvatzer people, whatever, right? Mitamol, you're a Shomer Shemosel, the Shomer, and you're now Chayiv, right? And that, what? The Shomer. The Shomer. The Eibishter gives you a neshama. Right? A pikot. And he says, you guard my heligan neshama. And after 120 years, yeah. But if you give your shmira to the Eibishter to be shomer, right? Biyotcha afkid ruchi, by through your Torah mitzvahs or whatever, you're in good shape. You give your shomer to the goy, to the scientist, or whatever, achenvei. Right? What's so hard to understand, right? Und be'emes, der Argus, aber similar to the word, be'emes alpi logic, the din of bittel. Someone once pointed out that the amount of Jews there are in the world is less than the margin of error in the Chinese census. Hello? So how is it? In the Goyim Tain, the Klal Yisrael should be bottle berayv. In your own Torah it says, Achiram lahatis. Nor calls man ayid is nikir. And shalishinu is lishmam, and shalishinu is lishoinam, shalishinu is babusham. He's proud to be a Jew, a feift on the welt. Vidoseim. What does it mean to be a Jew? Is shoinis mikolam? He's fine. The minute he becomes like the Goy, he becomes, I want to tell you something before, which I have no time to explain, but I saw in the Haflaw in the beginning of Parashat Kisavoy, and many, many sforim. You know why there's anti-Semitism in the world? I'll be pnimius on yonim. Because when a Yid sins, he brings Kedusha into Welt. So the Nitzutis of Kedusha that are Tomun, like Ilu Zachinu, we have like Shlomo HaMelech, Kaimas Yir B'Shal Nusa, we sit there in Yerushalayim, and Malkus Shvat, all everyone comes to us. You're not Zoychet, you're not a magnet. So therefore, we gotta go, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Yidin went into Golos, place for them Gator, we gotta Megayer the Welt. Not Goyim, I mean, take Nitzutis, right? Aber Kol's Mandan and Sutas of Kedusha are there amongst in the Welt. In every sphere. And Yid fears Elch and Golos. Then automatically, with the Akamela, the Nitzutas come back to us. You go on a picnic, a chvetish what? And you go to a bench, and I don't know, whatever. And you sit up, make a bracha, and you know, whatever. Then you elevate that place. It could be from Yoim Brias or Ulam. There never was a Yid who benched in the Kavaldi. You don't. Vayisarvu Bagoyim, Vayalamdu Maseyem. Right? Then the Nitzutas are not extracted. They're not elevated. Right? The Nitzutas are very angry. So what do they do? They arouse hatred in the Goy. The Goy hate the Jew. And then there's sooner or later going to be a battle. And at the end of the day, Oyer is always Mizgaber on Choshech. And then Yidin finally will have a Gula. So the whole reason why the Abraham, when is the Shaila of Yidin will become assimilated and fall into the Sharnun, then automatically that itself is Meir. Therefore, in Yayin, by the way, there's Yayin and there's Choymitz. And both you make a bracha on Yayin, make a bracha on Choymitz, right? Shaila is, it's a Yid, biyadenu, to what we want. Do we want to have the Bechina from Yayin or the Bechina from Choymitz? Which that is the idea of wine. The Chazal say wine is the one beverage that is a geffen, is you can't be marked it. You can't, what's the word, hybrid it. You can't graft it with any other. It remains pure. Right? And that, okay, now we can begin the shivam. That is the Indian, I'll elaborate. That is the Indian, the first step of Geula was what? The first Loshon of Geula? Vaitseisi Eschem. Mitachas Sivlis Mitzrayim, to which everybody, all the Rishonim, Mefarshim, the Kliyokar, Archaim, you name it, Al Shach Kodesh. What is the difference between Sivlis Mitzrayim and the next step? Zeti Yitzam Yav Mitzrayim, Visalti Eschem Yav Voidosom. What's between Avoidosom and Sivlosom? The bird, the yoke. The famous Pshat, this was Emma says, Bishim of Dusharim, it's like the classic. I don't know how many billions of drashas made on this. The first step in Geula is a Yid cannot be Soivil Mitzrayim. Kolzman a Yid is what? Soivil Golus. And he says, the Rabbanan, famous word for Rabbanan, a person says, like, if an Italian goes to America, so eventually becomes an American. By Yidin Sinishta, famous word from Shabbos Shafal Hirsch, the same thing. A Yid remains, identity remains that he's a Yid, both in terms of his avodas Hashem spiritually, in terms of his nationhood, in terms of his peoplehood. His ikur, his alliance is only to the Eibishter, and nothing more. He's not a hyphenated Jew, he's a Yid. He belongs to the Eibishter. If you, I'll say, and you will be Li, and if not, you'll be Shal Nebuchadnezzar v'chaveir, Rachman al-Islam. Right? That is the choice of a Jew. Oh, that's the first step is Visalti, you know why Pari put on all this Avoida? They like the Jews. They first worked, they want to be a kind of the Jews. When it says Beferach, right? 2 days of Chazal. One is Perach, the Geshmak, you know. Next is Perach means Pricha, which is the right one. Elu Elu. Initially they started with Gutens. And the idea of Gutens was national patriarch, whatever, you're living amongst us, you're one of us, we love you, right? When they saw they didn't get in anywhere, then they started Davoy the Kosh. Right? And then they which takes out, there shouldn't be even Mishubodim Lefari, Dafkithun Nisim, Pari, should, you know, the whole avoida of this week's parsha, the Makis, is to separate, to be mavdol between Kal Yisrael and Mitzri, which is connected to the letter Pedus Molei, which in the time it wasn't that way. The Ikar avoida is the Pedus with a Vav. What do you know about Vav? Says the Shalom HaKadosh. Says the Shalom HaKadosh, says this word, Pedus Molei, Lemachar Yisrael, you remember a story with Yankov Avinu, Chazal saying Parash Bukhisev, the Harti is Prisi. What about the... Oh, there are five places in Tanakh where Yankov is Mole and Elio is Chosser. Why? Because Yankov took an Eroah, a pledge from Elio, stole a Vav from his name, until he'll come... Why did I forget Vav? Vav is the Isa MS, whatever. Who else was Yankov trying to rip off a Vav? Anyone remember a story? We said this like 100 times, like in Parshas Bereishis, years to be. Esav. V'yodei echezes ba'kev Esav. Who is the end of Ayin Shin Vav? A Vav. Why? Because Esav is the Sheker. Aber Vav is the Esav Emes. Right? As we said like a zillion times. Last week even, yeah? Sheker ain't the reglai. Who's going to believe a liar? A person tells a tall tale. So Esav, in order to be whatever, be believable, you have to put the Vav in. The idea of the avoid of Yankov from Me'imui is to chop back the Vav of Esav, and it'll be ash, like a moth, like totally deteriorated, destroyed. Right? I've said this like 1,000 billion times. Right? What does Elio and Novi come to bring Emes into the world? To be merachik, the Esavs of the world, who are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's restoring by through the Midah of Emes. When a person is mavdil between Kedusha and Chol, between Yisrael Amim and Yisrael Amim, which by the way says Vasem is Olam Shana Nefesh, working at yourself. One's in time, one's in Nefesh, right? Then you become a full fledged Yisrael, and then where Zeicha, that's not why it overlaps the that's why sometimes a Yid gets a Geula in contrast to the Goyim, right? But it only works if you contrast yourself with the Goy. Then if you want to run after the Goy. But the Iker is that the Avoid of Yid has to be the Makis, Viflesi Be'emahu, the Afloga, the flaw of Klal Yisrael. What do we say? Sometimes Atav HaKartonu says the Shalom Mikol Amim in comparison to the Goy, as we said. But the Iker is that Yid has to know the Atav, what it means, Atav HaKartonu, as the Baal Shem Tov famously tight, you can't explain to a Yid the Ma'il of Yid, and his Einikol Reb Baruch Mezhber said you can't explain to a Goy, and the Reb Baruch said you can't even explain to a Yid the Ma'il of Yid. If a Yid understand, one of the great tzaddikim, I think one of Gezer Shlonim Lechovich could bring one of the Torah Sava somewhere. I forget who said it. A Yid gets up in the morning and he makes a bracha shelo yasani Goy, and he doesn't want to break out dancing. As there are kofi toiv dem himmel. The ikar of a Yiddishkeit is what? That a person has to appreciate that bonim atem l'shem alikeichem. That a Yid is chosen, not only, there's a whole little b'chon, I don't have time to elaborate. In this week, by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, it says, B'ni b'chayr Yisrael. B'ni b'chayr Yisrael could be, you're the firstborn, but the father could have many more children. Later it says bonim atem l'shem. When it says chavim Yisrael, Yerushalayim, but why did it bring the pasuk from Dvorim? Why did it bring the pasuk from Bnei Bechor Yisrael? Because Bnei Bechor could mean the Goy is also a bonim atem l'shem. That was originally because when the Eibush created Adam, Rishon also created B'tzelem alikim. Afterwards, at Har Sinai, they forfeited. The Eibush chose the divine election of Kal Yisrael, right? And therefore, Tzadikim said, also like in Slonim Lechovich Teiris, Musar Hashem B'ni Altimus. Shlomo Melech says, hello, beginning of Mishlei, hello? The greatest word of Musar you could tell a person is B'ni. You're my child. You're child to the Eibishter. Therefore, Altimus, don't fapachka the Selim of the kind that the Eibishter gave us. And the Eibishter helfen, and that's chus. When we make this Havdolah, then we're zeicher that Shvat should be a month of Shmuz Besur Steivish Shamir Baruchim Tareim Shalom Teiv Baruch. You make it have dull.